Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I just want to start off by saying جزاك الله خيرا for the committee, for the imam, for the youth, for the uncles, for the elderly, the young, the women, the men, the children, the male and the female, we keep it as that. We animals, we don't even know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here, and I appreciate every single one of you for coming. So I want to start off by saying all praise be to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, the most powerful. It's only Him we worship and only Him we bow down to and only Him we turn to when we're in need. Also I'd like to send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? And where will you go? Is there a place on this earth that you could go to where no one could see you sin? Is there a place you could go on earth where no one would be able to have eyes on you? Why are we continuing our lives like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see us sinning? There will come a day, on a day where it's 50,000 years long, on a day where you will be naked, uncircumcised, you're going to be stood in front of Allah. And wallahi, out of the fear of Allah, every single one of us will lower our gaze. We're not going to look around, bro. We're not going to look at the women saying, bro, look at her body. I'm attracted to that. No, out of fear of Allah, even if a woman was pregnant, she would lose her child. Even if a child was there to witness this day, his own hair would turn grey. And you think me and you will be waiting and we'll be prepared for this day? Nah, bro. The day will come. And Allah will say to you, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? And where will you go? And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another ayah, and it's clear as day, you, no matter what stress, what anxiety, what depression, what joy, what happiness you go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And not walk, not run, flee to Allah. This is something that we've neglected. Why is it that we only turn to Allah at the time of difficulties, the time of calamities, time of trials and tribulations? Why? You need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of joy, happiness, success, and not when your life is turning upside down. Last time I was here with Sheikh Saeed Kamali, there was a boy that I was speaking to from your own community. He said there was a father. He's too embarrassed, too shy to come up to you to talk to you about his son. And that son could be here. I don't know. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know who he is. I don't know his background. But there's a son within every single one of us. And this is us because we're all guilty. We're guilty by association. We're guilty because we're from the same community as him. This son is violent towards his parents. This son is stealing gold from his own mother to go and feed his addiction. So shout out to the elders that are in the community, bro. Shout out to the elders that are giving him the drugs. Shout out to the elders that are telling him to go and gamble the money that he has stolen from his parents. You think you're a bad boy, bro? I'm a waste man. I'm the biggest waste man here. Because I don't worship Allah the way He deserves to be worshipped. I don't fear Allah the way He deserves to be feared. And where will I go? Allah has given us an opportunity to better ourselves, and every single one of us goes through trials and tribulations and calamities. But what's the difference between trials and tribulations and calamities? Calamities are self-inflicted. Calamities is what destroys you because of your own sins. Your disrespect towards your parents. Your disrespect towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your disrespect towards yourself. Towards yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, if you forget the remembrance of me, he will make you forget yourself. You're depressed because you forgot Allah. You're upset because you forgot Allah. And it's not because you're a dusty girlfriend, bro. And many of us are in a haram relationship. We forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us to become halal. We neglect the halal and we run. Instead of fleeing to Allah, we flee towards the haram for what? For a little buzz. The clubs cost you money, but the masajid are free. Why is it the clubs are full of the mandem? Why are the shisha bars full of the mandem? Why are our gambling shops here full of the mandem? Men with their grey beard wearing a thobe. Am I lying, bro? It happens in every single community. And today it needs to come to a stop. So this is not a dig at the elderly, at the young, at the women, and the men in our communities. This is a dig at every single person that you see in the mirror. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear he would not change the condition of the people until they change the condition of who? Of who? Of who? Yourselves. The ummah is dying, bro. Have you been seeing the images and the videos that are coming out of Palestine? Are you seeing it? I can't even watch it anymore, bro. And there's an illness within every single one of us because you don't have any sort of emotion towards the ummah anymore. You're thinking about yourselves. You're thinking about your future. You're thinking about what it takes to be the man that you're trying to compare to someone else you see online. Compare yourself with the person that you was yesterday. Are you better in worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than the man you were yesterday? Did you read one more page of Quran or one more ayah of the Quran? Did you try to memorize a hadith and try to implement it in your life? Did you try and connect the ties of kinship with your parents? Did you really, bro? Did you? Because you don't know the struggle of your parents, akhi. Yes, your father's doing Ubering. He owns a shop. He's working hard. You don't see him as much as you want to. But your father's making sure you got food on the table. Your father's making sure you're happy. You don't know the sacrifice of your parents, bro. I wish I had a relationship with my parents to the level where you guys have. Cherish them. Nurture them. Love them. Be the reason where they are happy that they raised a young king, prince, whatever you want to call it. Someone that establishes their hijab for the men and the women. The hijab of the men is simple. Good characteristics, manners, etiquette. That's your hijab, bro. Lowering your gaze, that's your hijab, bro. What you think? What? Man, think that we swing the other way. What, you think it's not difficult to lower our gaze? Difficult, bro. We don't swing the other way. Alhamdulillah, we don't even go near them. But Allah has made certain things halal for us. You're interested in a girl? Approach her parents. You're not comfortable in approaching her parents? There's your imams in your own communities. Approach them. But there's an issue within our households. And that's the issue of the same issue Shaitan had. And what's the issue? Racism. Racism. A black brother, Allahumma barik, hafidh of the Quran, he comes to the madrasa, he's there for every salah, praising the front row, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder with the uncle. The uncle praises him, but because he's a bit too dark, I'm not going to let my daughter get married to him. And vice versa. Because he's from a different nationality, different culture, he could be from the same country but different tribe. Me, my daughter, cannot marry him because of an illness you have in your heart. And you want victory in Palestine, bro? You can't even have victory over your own nafs, your own desires, your own well-being. You can't even have victory over that. And you want victory in the ummah. We need to change, man. And change starts with the person you look at in the mirror. Go home. Look at that person. That person is aging. That person is the one that can change the world. If you can't change the world in the eyes of the people, change the world through your own eyes. Whatever you see is positive. Forget the negativity, bro. Look at 2014, and every single one of us is like a victim to what? A victim to betrayal, a victim to heartache, a victim to backbiting, a victim of backstabbing, brothers that we grew up with. For a long time, are the same brothers that are talking behind our back and causing a fitna. So you go your separate ways. Make the rest of 2025 in the Western calendar a year that whatever you do, has an impact on your household and then your community. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها. The dunya is cursed, and cursed is every single thing in it. So for the brothers that own a business, for the brothers that have a shop, for the brothers that own a social media, and you're starting to do certain things that really irritate me. Firstly, for your own businesses, you're hiring women that are not establishing a hijab to try to get attention. That's number one. Number two, for the brothers that own a business in this community, you're starting to use music to promote your business. What's the hijab got to do with Dior Dior? Make it make sense, bro. What's the hijab got to do? Astaghfirullah al-Azim, I don't want to even say certain lyrics that I hear. What's the food, the burger, the chips, the wraps, the chicken got to do with someone talking about riding out, grabbing the 4-5? What are you, 45 years old, bro? You joke, man. What's happening to our communities, bro? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear. He said, the one, Let me try and understand this, inshallah wa ta'ala. I want you to all try and live this with me, yeah? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive every single sinner. And every single one of us is a sinner. If you think you're perfect, akhi, leave the masjid right now. Perfection doesn't lie with any of us here. We're all full of sinners. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive every single sinner except for the one that does it publicly and openly. My bro, you go on addiction, if you're smoking weed, tobacco, vapes, you walk in chimney, the absolute waste, man. I see some of you. Last time I came here, wallahi, I saw a woman at the traffic light, hijabed out, old lady. You can see her grey hair. Hijab's not fully on. Anyways, that's another story, yeah? She's vaping and blowing her O's at the traffic lights. At your big age. Why are we laughing? That's our grandmother. That's our mother. Look at the addiction and look at the desires that we follow. It happens in every single community, bro. But if I'm telling you, if you have a sin, why do you need to show it off? Why do you want the whole world to see your sins? Keep it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, for someone that doesn't know your sin or doesn't see your sin, he would never vouch against you on Yawm Qiyamah. On Yawm Qiyamah. Are you tired, bro? Sister, are you tired? Because I am. Sometimes I go through some thoughts, and they're quite bad thoughts, man. I can't do this no more. Ya Allah, return me back to you. And every time I say that, Ya Allah, return me back to you, I'm not ready to meet him. It's my own words. My mouth is lying to me, telling me that I'm ready to meet my Lord. How much more heartbreaks?
How much more betrayals? How much more bodies and the bodies of kids do I have to see online for me to witness the severity of what's happening to the ummah? But it starts with every single one of us, bro. I was talking to some of the brothers today at breakfast, and we were mentioning how disunited we are as an ummah. We all want victory, right? Do you want victory? What is victory, bro? That's the akhirah. What is victory in this dunya? Victory in this dunya, let me make it clear to every single one of you, is to follow the Quran and the Sunnah to your best of your abilities. That's victory, bro. The more we educate ourselves by following the Quran and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions that were around him, the more we will be victorious within ourselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, save yourselves first and then your family. But I was there, Ak. We had a miserable life. We went to prison. Prison, and let me make it clear to every single one of you, Akhi, we were always practicing, me and my brothers. We always used to pray. We used to go to madrasa. We used to do Quran studies. We used to do Islamic studies. But anything outside the household and outside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, things go ugly. What kept us in check is our salah. It makes me so upset and so angry to know that some brothers come to my talks or come to the talks to other influencers or da'is or mashayikh and they don't even pray. Actually, what? Is you're on your monthly cycle too, bro? I didn't know men jump on their monthly cycle too. What, you can't pray? Is that what it's come down to? You say to a brother, come and pray, he goes to me, Akhi, I'm dirty. What do you mean you're dirty, bro? What do you mean? You've been rolling around what, while dog dude you or something. What do you mean? The priority of salah comes first. Allah is going to ask you about your relationship with the salah.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
There is reavers that become a Muslim and they take the deen better than me and you more serious. Why? There's reavers that become a Muslim and they've already memorized so much of the Quran. The ummah is suffering. The ummah is suffering, and the backbone of this ummah are the women of our families. The women that are God-fearing. The women that establish the Quran and the Sunnah. The women that take care of their husbands. The women that take care of their kids. The women that are single mothers. Hats off to you, sister. You're the backbone of this ummah. Because it is you that will lead and that will raise someone that will bring the victory to this ummah because of the misery that we're stuck in. We're miserable. Don't lie to yourselves, Akhi. We're all miserable. We're all depressed. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ Huh? I heard there's a lot of hafid of the Quran here, mashallah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ And whoever turns away from our remembrance will live a wretched and miserable life. Are you sad? Are you depressed? It's because you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The men, uncles, fathers, please, for the sake of Allah, raise your kids to be the future leaders of this ummah. Not the future. And I'm going to ask some of you here, yeah? And I want you to be totally honest. What do you want to be? What is your goal? What do you want to be when you grow older? Can someone tell me? Yes, Akhi. A hafiz of the Quran. May Allah bless you, bro. Anyone else? Yes, Akhi. A qari. Allahumma barik, but we have to get you on stage next time. My boy. Anyone else? What? Yes, Akhi. Go on. You want to be the biggest sheikh? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you what you desire. I mean, can someone else? What do you want to be when you grow up? Huh? A real estate agent. A cuss me, bro. They have a yacht for me, bro. A estate agent, yeah? Anyone else here? Yes. Yes, Akhi. Yes, you. Huh? A what? A paramedic. What, driving the ambulance or actually doing the surgery? Ah, mashallah, brother. Asians, they're good at driving, mashallah. If you men are drivers, no one would die. Yeah? Yes, Akhi. You want to be a lawyer? Yes. Last you. You want to be an imam? Allahumma barik. Akhi, know what you? Pilot, yeah? MashaAllah, brother. Just don't fly the plane on September. Hey, Akhi. Yes, Akhi.
I want to
You want to be an architect? You two, you and the state agent work together, inshallah, yeah? Let me ask you, brother, something, yeah? That's it. I got enough information that I needed, yeah? May Allah bless you. Pilot, state agent, mashallah, architect, imam, hafid, paramedics, man wants to be drifting in the ambulance, God knows what. Yeah? Why did nobody say, I want to be the next Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? Or Umar, radiallahu anhu? Why did nobody say, I want to be the next Khalid ibn Walid? Why did no one say, I want to be the next Salah ad-Din al-Yubi? Why did nobody say that they wanted to be the next Muhammad Fatih? The one at the age of 4 years old. And look at this, oh fathers, oh mothers, at the age of 4 years old, his own mother was telling, Ya Muhammad, you see that there? He was talking about Istanbul in today's day and age. Istanbul, yeah, Turkey. Ya Muhammad, one day you're going to conquer that place. At the age of 4 years old. What's our parents doing today? Yeah, Abdullah. There's an iPad and keep your mouth shut. There's Coco Melon. Yeah? Just to keep their mouth shut. You let them watch this stuff. You let them be glued to the phones and the tablets. At the age of 4 years old. And what happened to him? He conquered Istanbul. Tariq ibn Ziyad. There's a whole country named after him. Gibraltar. In the south of Spain. Named after him. At the age of 17, he took his armies into Europe and said, what? We're going to burn our boats. We either die here or we're going to conquer. Alhamdulillah. Islam was spread by, and I would say by love for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a gathering like this. I wanted you to try and picture this, bro. I beg you, try and picture this. Try and live this moment. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst his companions. He said, I miss my brothers. I miss my brothers. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers? He said, you lot are my companions. My brothers are those that will come after me and after you. Those that believe in my vision, my way, my sunnah. They haven't even seen me or even heard my voice. They've never come across me. Who is he talking about? He said, I miss them. Who is he talking about, bro? You. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, my ummah. He used to pray for you. And you've disrespected your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by neglecting his sunnah. You'd rather have a vape in your mouth than a miswak, because a miswak is too embarrassing. Why? Your monkey bowl climbed up a tree, broke a branch, and you're brushing your teeth with it. Because of embarrassment. But your prophet done it. You don't even hide it anymore. You're vaping and you're blowing out O's like you joke, man. What happened to us, Ak? I grew up that when the man them used to smoke, and we see your uncle, out of respect, we used to hide it and flick it away. When the uncles and the aunties with their hijab walking past the man them, they blow the smoke in their face. Where did we go wrong, Akhi? When did we lose our etiquettes? When did we lose our manners, our good characteristics? You are upon the religion of your friend. Wallahi, sometimes, and as this hadith says, you are upon the religion of your friend, that's in every way, not just the religion, the etiquettes, the manners, the good characteristics. Let me make it clear to every single one of you here. Maybe you're the problem. Maybe it's not your friends. Maybe it's not your companions. It's you that's the problem. It's you that's not bringing benefit to your own circle. Maybe you're the issue. You're the one that's encouraging sins. You're the one that's encouraging them to smoke weed and vape and cigarettes and drink alcohol or even eat haram food. It's you. And when you die, what are your friends going to remember you as, Ak? There's no bunk beds in your grave. There's only bunk beds in the prison cell, bro. Or the bunk beds that you have at home that you share with your siblings. You will die alone. You'll be raised alone. And wallahi, wallahi, do you not fear the day where the angel of death comes to visit you and there is no amount of respect, love, care, money, wealth that you could do to try and bribe death in order for your soul not to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah gave an order. He gave an order to the angel of death. Go and bring Abdullah's soul back. Go and bring Fatima's soul back. Zara, Abdul Karim, Abdul Haq, whoever it may be, go and bring their souls back to me. Because inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Allah we shall return. And before I go any further, inshallah wa ta'ala, I want every single one of you right now to give salam to the person sitting next to you. Give them salam. The brothers behind you, in front of you, the uncles, the young, the old, mashallah, brothers looking around like, is there any sisters that need to salam? Astaghfirullah. Fear Allah, brother. Like, look at this. Look at the joy on your faces. Look at what salam, just salam, giving salam to your brother. Look at the joy that it brought to your faces. So why is it that when we see our brother or sister on road, we don't salam each other? And I'm not trying to tell you, brother, to go salam the sister, bro. Fear Allah. I'm talking about sisters walking past another hijabi and they don't salam each other. Why? Why? Or brothers walking past one another and they're not even salaming each other. Why? My brothers, I want every single one of you to practice these three R's in your life. Reflect. Reflect on your whole life. Reflect on what you want to do. Reflect on your sins. Repent back to Allah. Sincerely, Shaitan says, I will misguide your ummah. I will misguide mankind. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? As long as they come to me with a mountain of sins, or even sins that reach the skies, I will still forgive them if they repent sincerely back to Allah. Reflect, repent, and most importantly, return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, you want to find happiness? Your happiness lies with returning back to Allah. You want to be joyful? You want to be successful? I don't know what's happening with this mic here. The shayateen are getting involved. A'udhu billah. You want to be successful, you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want success in your marriage. You want success at your home. You want success in your jobs, your business, wherever it may be. Then it's by returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, I know it's hot. I know we're all here. I know we're all getting to know each other, inshallah wa ta'ala. But look, I'm going to be honest with you. My brothers, there's something that's killing our communities. And that's addiction to pornography. Pornography, bro. I don't know if the imams talk about this. Maybe out of respect they don't want to talk about it. Actually, I'm not imam, so I can't talk about it. Pornography is destroying every single one of us, bro. I get people in my DM telling me, and wallahi, they are all suicidal. Anybody that is addicted to pornography, every single one of them has suicidal thoughts. Because that's what it does to you. And let me make it clear to you as well, bro. For those of you that do watch pornography, akhi, fear Allah, bro. Fear Allah. Maybe you're the reason, because we're all the reasons, but maybe you're the reason of the sins that you're committing in and behind closed doors, in your room, are the reason why the ummah is suffering. You're the issue, bro. Just because you delete your history on your phone does not mean you delete your history with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're better than that. You're better than that, bro. Get rid of pornography, and I'll say this to every single one of you. You know this phone here? It would either lead you to Jannah or Jahannam. Because what you get up to on this phone. I'm guilty of it, bro. You think what, we don't fall into sin while being on our phones? Every single one of us. We fall into it. We're all the son of Adam, right? And we're all going to be questioned, right? And we're all going to be held accountable for our wrongdoing, right? So why not change while you still have time? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will forgive my servant for as long as what? They don't hear the rattle of the soul at your throat. For as long as you have your soul within your body, Allah, you still have time to repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's something else. Uncles, fathers, older brothers, mothers, I beg of you, when your children are making mistakes, instead of having this authority of a parent over your kids, I beg of you, talk to your kids as a friend and not as a parent. Sometimes having that authority of a parent over your kids destroys their mindset. You're too busy quickly to resort to violence or slapping them. We're better than this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a little shabab, a little youth came up to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to commit zina. Brother, I dare one of the men to come up to me and say, brother, allow me to commit zina. I'll slap him. But look at the etiquette of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he do? He lowered himself to the same level as this youth. And he said to him, would you like it for your mother? Would you like it for your sister or daughter? And because of that, the young man didn't commit zina out of fear that, imagine if it happens to his own women folk. But forget about his mindset. Look at the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he spoke to him. Do we speak to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this? So would we speak to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this? Where we will go up to him and say, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to give me zina. But zina has become so much easy. We all fall into this boat. Zina of the eyes, zina of the mouth, the way you speak to a girl, the way you look at a girl. And the worst thing is the physical zina that we all, and may Allah protect us, that we all could fall into. Because society has sexualized women to such a level that it's okay for her to show her body and it's bad for her to cover up her body. That the woman that shows more skin should receive more respect than the woman that covers up her body. Is this your society, bro? This is the society that we live in. We are better than this, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our wives, our women, our sisters, our daughters from this sickness that the West is trying to push out. Allahumma ameen.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice top laptop brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.